broadcasting live from the Orlando Orange County Convention Center for HIMSS 17. It's This Just In. Now, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
And Hila, I'll have you introduce yourself here in a moment. And then Howard Bird, who probably needs no introduction to anybody. He's one of the most preeminent attorneys in their industry and has been for a very long time. I'm also very blessed to have him as a very good friend. Welcome back to the show, first of all, Howard. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I just noticed that I didn't quite get the complete swag collection. I'm not walking out without a mug.
By all means, my friend.
Oh, that's nice.
That's excellent. So you're here as a friend of mine, but then also the Venture Plus Forum. You run that and host that every single year. And I do want to make sure I give appropriate props and respect, all due, to you, because you actually are the reason why this Just In is here at HIMSS, because several years ago you called and said, hey, you have this radio show. I'd like you to broadcast from my Venture Plus Forum. And I said, that's a fantastic idea. And so we came up. Steve Lieber was a friend of mine. I said, Steve, I want you to be my very first guest. And at the end of the day, we covered so many technologies and innovations. We broadcast for an hour and a half straight. And first of all, I didn't realize I could talk for an hour and a half straight.
None of your friends had any doubt.
Exactly. They know. But at the end of it, we said, that was a home run in every way. We got to showcase all these phenomenal innovations. Mm-hmm. So I went back to HIMSS and to Steve and said, hey, we need to do this much bigger and better. And that was last year. And this year, they've continued to make it much bigger and better. So I owe it all to you, Howard.
And I will always remember that. But for a moment, let's focus on Hila and...
Yeah. So Hila, please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your company, because you are the Venture Plus Forum winner.
Yep. So my name is Hila Goldman-Heslin, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of DiaCardio. DiaCardio is an image processing company that invented actually a new image processing technology based on advanced pattern recognition and machine learning algorithms that fully automatically mark, track, and find parameters physicians are looking for when evaluating medical images. Our initial focus is ultrasound of the heart. We already have FDA and CE approval of some of our tools. We have customers in the United States, and we are moving on to finalizing our cardio toolbox and going beyond that, and things are looking good.
So congratulations, first of all. I know it was a tough decision. I actually sat with the judges last night, and they said it was a very tough decision this year. So congratulations there. So I guess number one is, how are you doing it differently than anybody else? And then why are you better? I think it's a good thing to highlight.
Okay, so first of all, we are doing it fully automatically. And some of the companies are saying that they are doing it automatically, but when you are looking closely, you see that it's not automatically, and still the user needs to put some kind of, you could say, dots or marking on the screen, which are subjective and depends on the user practice. And what we are saying is that we are providing it fully automatically. You press one button, a few seconds, and you get the results. Not of any kind of interaction with the user. And what we're saying is we are helping those physicians diagnose with confidence, which means that we are not doing the diagnostic process. We are supporting tools, and we are shortening the examination time, saving cost by that, and helping them do the diagnostic with confidence. And also, if you notice, there is also a lot of point-of-care ultrasound out there that the people that are using it are non-professionals and are not experts. And what we are saying, okay, if you are not expert, even better, use our tools, because then you feel more confident about what you're seeing on the screen.
Excellent. And so tell us about some of the either case studies or what you guys are finding inside your customers here in the U.S.
Okay, so what we, you mean the clinical side?
Are there results? Is it lower cost? Is it more accurate reporting? It's faster?
Okay,
so highlight some of those aspects.
All of them. So first of all, it's very fast. It's happening in a few seconds.
Okay, yeah.
And it's also being integrated. It's part of the workflow, which means that it's been easily integrated inside any ultrasound device unit or any PAC system.
Okay.
And it's part of the workflow when they come in and do the study and needs to give the results. It's shortened the time, give them accurate evaluation. We did a study when we, this is the study that got us the FDA approval, where we took 100 patients and gave them to three different medical centers. And when we did the average between the results of those three centers and compared them to our software, mm-hmm. we saw that we have more than 92 correlation, which means that this is very hard. And yes. we can say we are as good as the expert because yep. we gave the examination only to expert ones.
Excellent. It's CardioDIA, correct?
DIA Cardio. Yeah, but soon we are thinking of we are doing branding.
Yeah.
And this is I cannot say official announcement, but we are going to be DIA imaging analysis.
Okay. Excellent.
Because we are going behind the cardio area.
Excellent. Yeah. So Howard, what are some of the things that you saw in their business model? I also know that some of the judges, or their product, but I think some of the judges also were just also impressed with you as an executive. That you know your stuff, and that's what they look for in this forum. Is when you get up, they certainly want to see a good product, yeah. viability, mm-hmm. Market acceptance. But they also look for the executive. They want to make sure that CEO knows their business, knows the industry, knows their perspective and their position. So is that?
Well, exactly. Investors are investing in technologies. They're also investing in companies and the people who run them.
Yeah.
Gila very clearly was impressive and impressed us as an executive capable of carrying this company forward. Sometimes companies come to present here at HIMSS, and it's clear that they haven't thought through that aspect of the presentation, mm-hmm. that they're not only selling a software solution, they're selling themselves.
Yeah.
And it's exceedingly important because investors are investing in products, they're investing in software, they're investing in relationships. They have to be able to know that their money is working well with people they work well with. And Gila passed that very easily. I might also say that each year, organically, as we do the judging, we find that there are certain topics that simply rise to the top as very important. And with DIA Cardio, we found that machine learning, which is not so much ubiquitous as growing and emerging as a component of the health IT industry, we see it a lot in radiology. This was a way to see it at work with respect to cardiology. The fact that it's useful with mobile ultrasound democratizes and expands access to excellent care. Exceedingly important. And so when we sat in a room and thought, which companies were the best and which are doing the best work, DIA Cardio really rose to the top quite quickly, especially with Hila's outstanding presentation.
Leadership,
yeah.
Excellent. So I guess in the closing minute or so, what is the ultimate prospect for you, or who do you want to talk to? So a lot of people listen to this show, so you know, who would speak to the heart of that person? Who is that person?
I think that the companies, that the PACS companies, mm-hmm. and the ultrasound companies, those okay. are the two.
You'll make their products better?
Yeah, okay. better, more better also for the patient yep. eventually.
Sure.
So yeah, those are the two segments that we are approaching as customers.
If there are, and you can list them on air, I'm allowed to do this. There are three companies that you would like to speak with today.
Today.
Who would those companies be? If you could talk to anybody in healthcare or in the world.
Maybe GE PACS.
Okay. GE PACS.
Yeah.
I have GE in my show tomorrow.
Okay. That will be nice.
The CEO.
Philips PACS. Yeah.
So you'll put them on the spot for
me? Exactly.
Yeah. Philips and Siemens, I think.
I'm very close to Philips.
But the PAC side.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
Those are the three that, yeah, I would be happy to talk with.
All right.
And another thing I want to emphasize is that we are a little bit different from the sides of startups since we are three women founders in the company. So this is very important to say that.
Okay.
Yeah, very proud of that.
So I'm very close to Philips. They're actually right behind you right now.
Yeah.
Reach out to me after the show. I'll get you connected to Philips. With a terrific female entrepreneur that works for them, who mm-hmm. Used to work for me.
Okay.
And I'll have her shepherd you through Philips to the best
that
of her ability.
That would be great.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Thank you, Gila. Appreciate it.
All right, Justin. So
thank you very much, Gila, and all the best the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.